And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. For those of you who are my inner circle, for those of you who try to make sure you're always attuned anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so appreciative, and so delighted for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who have been with me and we've shared life and love together. I am so grateful and so appreciative. So I've grown so much and I'm so, so very blessed to stand in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality of our collective presence as a global humanity, that we are all held in the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and supremely blessed to have this opportunity to breathe with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts and every step that we take. We have been socialized to be in a place and space where we take ourselves for granted, where we think little of ourselves unless we have a lot of things or a lot of education, a lot of this, a lot of that. And the reality of it is that no matter how much we try to acquire, no matter how much we put ourselves in a position to seek this and seek that and whatever, you know, the world is really in a place where everybody needs to be in a position where we get more support in being in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a day and time in which humanity and humankind and Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of the creatures are really fighting for our rights to live. We should be exalting a full life's urge, but because of there being a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we are glib about having to die from something anyway, and we have so much support towards alcohol and tobacco and cigarettes and doing all kinds of things that undermine our cellular integrity, our optimum functioning, our capacity to really think, to really understand what the proper orientation in being upon the planet really is. And so I'm the one to remind us that there is absolute law that governs life, there's absolute law that governs existence, and we each are in this now moment of eternity as a blessing on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that we each are sharing a now moment that is requiring each of us, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of what hue of people we are, our religious training, our socioeconomic status, our education, or any of the things that we have, to come to a point and place where we value life itself. And we will respect life and the order of life and the right of all beings and all races and all nations to have the right to their lives. We are in a place and space where there are too many who are so far out of alignment that they will serve anybody's purposes for a dang one dollar. We are in a place and space where we need to understand that nobody can license you, certify you, degree you, educate you, or employ you to create a livelihood that works towards the detriment of anything or anybody and think that you really are prospering. We're in a now moment that we have to take a break to really have an assessment with ourselves about what it is we're truly living for, what really matters to us. If you have not already had to say goodbye to your parents because they have made transition from the planet, if you have all of your siblings and all of your loved ones and whatnot, and you have not had to say goodbye to anybody, then consider yourself blessed. If you have a family that is intact and that loves each other and supports each other, and there's no bickering and divisiveness. But most of our families are torn apart by some degree of whatever. It's like it doesn't even matter what it is. The bottom line is that our families should be striving for wholeness. We should be striving for that which brings forward our generational wealth. We are under a system of global oppression, and the intention is to make sure that we are divided within ourselves, putting ourselves in a position where we're no longer supporting our own lives. We're doing things on a daily basis that undermine ourselves, and now is the time for us to realize that you have more power now. You have more opportunity for education, more life, more wisdom, more truth, more of everything that has ever been needed, so that we are properly oriented and properly aligned with that which truly gives us the opportunity to be successful in our living. And the true parameters of success is that we are in absolute integrity with the light and the truth and the wisdom and the fulfillment of the law that is love, for that is the only way that we can truly know peace. You cannot get peace from warring. You cannot get peace from allowing people to intimidate you to the degree to which you don't stand up for yourself. Peace does not come as a result of you compromising who and what you are. Peace only comes when you have taken responsibility to understand the real power that love is, for love is the harmony of existence itself. Love is that which we all are responding and can respond to. Everything in existence responds to love, no matter what form of being it is. Even the plants, nature, everything responds to love. Love is the real power there is. And when we are in a place and space where we are consistently inebriating, intoxicating, filling ourselves with all manners of things that defile our bloodstream, that put us in a position where we are not whole, we're not exalting a full life's urge, that we're not really loving ourselves. And we need to be in a place and space where we understand what that looks like. Loving ourselves looks like we will nourish ourselves, that we are not consistently applying ourselves to doing things that undermine or risk our lives, that we're taking the time to make sure that we have more of what is really required in order for us to heal, to cleanse, to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. I am the one who really wants you to really honor yourself and honor your lineages and honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. We're in a culture that exalts men, the lives of men. We see statues of men everywhere. You know, we have great men that came from great women. You understand? Now, in other places in the world, they don't exalt Jesus. They exalt the Madonna and the baby. They exalt Mary and Jesus. They exalt the feminine. In addition to, you understand? And we're in a place and space where we have to get reoriented, because honoring any man is not the same thing as honoring that which beats your heart, honoring that which breeds you, honoring that which maintains and sustains you. We're in a place where the socialization puts us in a position where we get emotionally attached to the stories of people, and then we begin to exalt the characters of these stories, without even exalting the wombs and the women that we've come through, without exalting our parentage, our grandparentage, our great-grandparentage, our heritage. We are in a place and space where we need to exalt that which is the intelligence of our own being, that which you all refer to as God. Because that's what really is needed in our now moment. We have so many people that give lip service to God, but they support the violation and the annihilation of other beings and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses. They inebriate and intoxicate themselves. But then they go to church on Sunday and ask for forgiveness and scream and hoop and holler and whatnot, as if they were really applying themselves to the intelligence of their being, which is the God that should be present in these vehicles, in these temples. We're in a now moment that requires us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about having a wholehearted intention to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being, because we have the responsibility to rise, to be in a place and space where we are not supporting that which need no longer be supported. If capitalism requires slavery, and capitalism does require slavery, then we cannot think that being a successful capitalist is really success in this life. We're in a vibration where we have to be strong enough to think a greater thought than that which has set the tone for warfare and starvation and homelessness and hopelessness and whatnot. And that is the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through creating an economy that perpetuates non-foodstuff, stuff that has no vitality, nothing that the body needs. It does not support life. And I refer to these products as being distributed, manufacturing, produced, and marketed and whatnot by those who comprise what I refer to as the corporate deities of death. And these are your soda companies, your fast food companies, your candy and sugar and cigarette and tobacco and alcohol and all of these things which have already proven themselves to be completely detrimental to those who consume it. And now we're in a place and space where we have more access to these things than we do to real food. And this should never be common. We were socialized from the time we were children to care, to want to be out of alignment. They had candy cigarettes for us. You know, they had little sparkling drinks to make us think that we were drinking beer like our parents. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that those who market poison to children are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Most of us are seeing our family members sick, ill, and diseased as a result of them consistently reaching for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcohol, tobacco, sugary things, and all of this garbage. And now is our time to realize that you cannot reclaim your health. You cannot reverse sickness, illness, and disease by going to the hospitals, that which are the trauma centers, and just having surgical procedures done. And then you come out and do the same thing that got you there. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be corrected. Care to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. That we are in a place where we are mature enough to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility, to understand how to perpetuate our healing for ourselves, our partners, our mates, our children, our grandchildren. Because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. People find out too late, after their loved ones are making transition, that all of the time that they spent away doing all of these things that they thought were so important was just that which kept them away from their family members. And so I'm here to remind you that we're in a now moment that requires us to care to be correct, care to be healed, care to be whole. We will never have anything greater than ourselves. I was driving down the highway and I was looking at, you know, all of the fancy cars and trucks, and looking at how fast we could go, and looking at the ones who were pulled over on the side with flat tires and, you know, steam up on their under their hoods and all of this, and realize that, you know, we spend so much time paying for and upkeeping our cars and our trucks and our motorcycles and whatnot, that we invest more money and more energy keeping these vehicles running than these body temples that are the vehicles and vessels for our spirits. These temples are the spirit of the true and living God, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being here is to care to be in a place and space where you are in that harmony with the laws that govern life, that you are honoring your gifts. You will never have anything that is greater than who and what you already are but naked. These people have hoodwinked and bamboozled you into thinking that you're nothing unless you have Jesus, unless you have education, unless you have money, unless you have all of these things. They go throughout the world where the people have lush greenery and waterfalls and all manners of medicines growing up as herbs and all manners of animals and ecological systems in order, and make these people think that they're impoverished because they don't have big tall buildings and all this polished wood, metal, and stone, when everything these people worship, everything that they are bringing to the Wall Street and whatnot, the beginning of which were us as black people, as enslavement. All right, so I'm just saying is that everything comes from the earth, the metals, the gold, the oil, the water, everything comes from the earth, and you cannot possibly think that there is any wisdom where you go in and extract all of these things that you give a value to, that you hoard and put away and desecrate Mother Earth herself and poison the water and poison and kill the people, and think that you have the right to be continued in existence. You have the right to be discontinued in existence. You really have the right to die. And because you have those who think that, oh, well, death is their natural fate and destiny, why would you be following these people? But on the other hand, you want to talk about following Jesus. And those who believe on Jesus will have eternal life. But if you live a life exalting wickedness and sinfulness, and you love having the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flesh of dead animals and whatnot, permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being till it's created so much blockage and obstruction, you can't breathe, your blood won't flow, you've got to have your limbs and stuff cut off and whatnot, and then you're going to talk about, well, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's not possible. It's a lie. And they got you all believing lies. That you can love death and love consuming dead things and think that you're not going to be dead at the end of it. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that absolute and supreme intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the designer of these bodies. It is beyond man and mankind. It is greater than all of the religions put together. And it is always in a consistent state of expansion and growth. And the progression of it is our progression, that we should be progressing. We should not be degenerating. We should be really coming to a point and place where those of us who are living now, who are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the thoughts and the scriptures and all of the truths and whatnot, that other people have realized that they pass forward to us. And so we should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, putting ourselves in a vibration where we are completely healed and whole because we know what to do. But most of us have been in these bodies for 20, 30, 40 years and have no clue as to how we function. But you can put cars together. You know how to screw nuts and bolts together and do refrigeration and do all these things, but you don't have a clue about yourself. And that's a tragedy and a travesty, because that is the wickedness of a system that takes responsibility to educate us and then tell us that we have to have the flesh of dead animals and the pus and mucus of cows and all these carbs and all this protein and whatnot to be healthy. And so we follow everything that they say, and you're a mess. You are a mess. And so to be less of a mess You need to care. You need to care like you've never cared before, to be in a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the essence of the truth of yourself, the light of yourself, the beauty of yourself, the wealth of yourself. Because this is what lays foundation for every other thing. See, the laws are working all the time, so we can apply ourselves to accomplishing anything. But the reality is that everything becomes easier when we honor the gift that we've been given, which is in us. It is us. It is the physical body and the spiritual presence that is in this body, and the capacity for thinking and learning and contemplating and tapping the genetic inheritance that is charged in our DNA, and calling forth the strength and the power and the talents and the abilities and the greatness of the lineages that we represent. And I'm talking lineages. I'm not talking about just mama and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy, but I'm talking about 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 12 and 15 and 18 and 20 generations before and on before. These are our ancients. So when you all talk about, well, we were in Kemet and we were here and we were there, but you're going to give them lip service and all of that, but you're not going to apply yourself towards building on the legacy of which they have provided for us. But it's in us. And the nature of this garbage that they call food is that it distorts. It puts us on a DNA lockdown where we cannot tap the greatness that is already in us. And it's hard to be great when you are in a place and space where you're loving inebriation and intoxication. You know, it's very difficult. And I've seen that, you know, those who used to be vegetarian, they used to be clean, they used to have all this discipline, they used to, as soon as they started sugar popping and alcohol drinking and whatnot, then your discipline goes out the door. That's why they make sure that we have access to this stuff. Where you think that you can't party unless you high. You can't celebrate unless you've got all this toxicity around you. I know my son, when he was a little boy, he used to be trying to figure out, well, why is it that he didn't have birthday cake and ice cream like everybody else? We have watermelon. So I'm just saying is that we have to set the precedent, and the sisterhood, womanhood, has to come to a point where we will accept our duty, obligation, and responsibility to do the damage control, to clean ourselves up, to renew ourselves, to rebirth ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we are healing from these fibroids, we're healing from all of the residues that have come from all of our mistakes. We have to really forgive ourselves for our bad choices and begin to really be radiant in a full effort to walk in the true nature of what a woman is, which is absolute love. That which is healing, that which is nourishing, that which is wisdom. And the defilement of womanhood, the degradation of womanhood, is the illness of the world. And so I'm so very grateful and I'm so very thankful that the laws are always working. You get what you ask for. The issue is, do you have the courage and do you have the wisdom to ask for the fullness of yourself? Do you care to cast off all of the illusions of limitation, oppression, depression, sickness, illness, and disease, to accept the order that comes when you apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and that which breathes you and that which is the order of existence, loving it with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. That's what we were told to do. And I guarantee you that whatever your issues are, whatever the dis-ease is, when you get support in remembering that you are already divine. We already dwell within the very presence of that reality that you all refer to as God, and it is life. But the fact that humanity and humankind desecrate, defile, murder, and kill over 10 billion of Mother Earth's creatures on an annual basis, most of which is wasted, and then the others of it is being used for food and other things, that this is part of the real tragic date with fate that's coming to humanity. That we have these creatures that are huge creatures traveling the waters of the earth, and the only thing that people can do is to get out there and slaughter them and kill them, and then lay their bodies up on ice and then ship them all over the place so people can eat the flesh of dead swordfish and dead tuna and dead this and dead that and dead the other. Why are you thinking that you can really live and be feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings? Because that's what you've been taught, and that's the lie. And those who taught that lie, that may be their appetite, but that's what makes them so wicked. And nobody asks, what makes these people so wicked? They're wicked because they love the kill. They're wicked because they love the spilling of blood. They love the carnage. They love the hunt. They love that. You could turn on the television anytime and see these people all up into the oceans, you know, just killing shark and killing this and killing that. In the woods, killing this, and in the jungles, killing this. And we were told not to kill, because that which you kill, that which you do unto others, is going to be done unto you. Because there is only one intelligence in existence. It is the eye that sees through all beings, and these beings, no matter how small or how large they are, they exalt a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They have the sense enough to know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and exhibit all manners of fear or flight or fight when they sense that their lives are being threatened. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. To the root of the issues in terms of how do we become a restored people? How do we cleanse ourselves, clear ourselves, forgive ourselves for our trespasses? But that's the work. That's the inner work that needs to be done. We do not, no one of us has to wait for the whole of us to become liberated before we walk in the light of liberation for ourselves. The masses of people cannot be liberated by legislation. The masses of people can only be liberated when each individual one decides and commits to living harmoniously with the law and thinking rightly, in that any situation and circumstance does not have to be their detriment. Any situation and circumstance can be the leverage, can be the inspiration, can be the motivation for you taking the time to get real still, to get real clear, and to lift your voice unto your Creator and ask for that which is needed. Ask for it. Apply yourself unto it. They have us outside of having the understanding to know that we don't need priests and popes and pastors to intercede for us. You've got to come to a point and place where you lift your own voice and you open your own heart and you do that which is truly in your own best interest, in clearing, cleansing, purifying, and committing and consecrating your body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole, to being cleared and cleansed, so that you have the opportunity to be truly harmonized in the light of God, the truth of God, to be renewed as this point of the presence of God, to have the personal integrity, the cellular integrity, to be highly ethical, very moral, to be creative and dynamic, and setting the precedent for that which needs to happen so that our generations can be secured. We're in a now moment of eternity requires you to commit to that which is the process of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness and the degradation the violation, the adulteration, all of those things that have us in a position where the hospitals are filled with all of those who have lost their way. If you really care, then care to be whole. You're in tune to Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for you, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more support, more of all of that that you require in order to be fully committed to being the more that you are. But we're in a down moment that requires us to come to a point and place where we care to be in the refuge of grace and protection and safety, that we are not careless with ourselves or our children or our grandchildren, that we are doing that which is ours to do by virtue of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know absolutely that no one has been granted authorization by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, to be the legislators, the perpetuators, or the profiteers of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And so therefore, there's a need for us to be very mindful about what we do on a daily basis in terms of our being in harmony with the will of existence and the purposes of existence, and to understand that we cannot be glib about our rights to die and having to die from something, or being in a place where you feel entitled to be out of alignment with the purposes of existence and the laws of existence, and then think that everything is going to be all right in your life. It will not end well. And we are seeing so many ones making transitions, and our heart opens up and goes out to all of those who are finding themselves challenged by the illnesses and the passing of those that you've loved. And I'm encouraging you to realize that if you do exactly the same things that those ones did, that you will find yourself in a similar date with fate. Otherwise, come to a point and place where you're fully committed to exalting a full life's urge, that it matters to you how you're living. It matters to you that you are striving for greater life force, that you care to be in the integrity of your own authenticity as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that it matters how you walk this life. It matters that you are doing that which is yours to do by virtue of the lineages that you represent, and that you care to truly represent the lineages that you have come through gloriously, honorably, integrously, invoking and calling forth the strength of them, the greatness of them, because the greatness is there. And we are talking lineages beyond the ones whose names we can call or the research we've done. But to understand that our gifts, that which we're here to give, is charged upon every fiber of our being and our DNA. And that under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, depopulation, that is genocide, it is the murder of our genealogy that is at stake. It is the oppression and suppression of our cellular functioning that is the methodology, that we have to care to walk as liberated ones and not feel as though we're entitled to have the right to be wrong, misaligned, out of alignment, out of order with that which allows us to truly prosper in tapping the wealth of ourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, for you will not realize how you need to show up, but that everything that is showing up, somehow you have created that in your life. Or you find yourself somewhere where your ability to respond correctly and directly may mean the benefit and the blessing to someone else. Whether it's tragedy or travesty or life support, we just don't know when you realize that a planet that is filled with people who are out of alignment with the purposes of existence, a global population that is so far out of alignment with the purposes of existence that they really have no purpose in being and are completely expendable, where the ice is melting from all of the feces that is being dumped into the waters and streams from the slaughterhouses and the feedlots, housing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of heads of animals in one facility, and the next hundred thousands of animals in another facility, and having 500,000 tons of feces to dump that's affecting everything. And so it matters that we, as a humanity of people, or those who would prefer to call themselves humankind, or those who are kind of human, no one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to undermine themselves, their children, or anyone else as purpose in being. And the purpose of all ones and ones, regardless of how small or how large they are, whether they creep or crawl or fly or swim or whatever, everything has purpose in exalting life and benefiting the earth and the populace upon the planet. And those who have taken responsibility to orient us towards what success in this life is, they should have taken responsibility before miseducating and misaligning the populace of people, the masses of people. They should have taken responsibility to be properly oriented as to who and what we are as human beings and what our purpose in being is and how to really facilitate optimum cellular functioning and exalted living. And because they did not do that, then those of us who really care must do that. And no matter what other talents or skills or things that we apply ourselves to, not knowing how to feed our children is a liability. Not caring to fulfill duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, not caring to do that well is a liability. Being in a place where you are not caring at all is a liability. And is the assurance that you cannot truly be trusted, because you are not properly oriented in the truth of who you are, serving the purposes as to why you are, and being the blessing that you were intended to be as the gift on behalf of the lineages that you represent. In order to have leverage under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, You must come to that point and place within yourself where you will do nothing to undermine yourselves or yourself. That you're smoking tobacco and alcohol and black and miles and cigarettes and marijuana and all of these things that compromise the functioning of your lungs, which is the organ of your spirit, and you're respiriting. Not caring to be properly aligned in exalting a full life's urge, which is the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have as intelligences, then our whole life is going to be impacted and affected to the degree to which we never truly lived in the fullness of ourselves. And there was nothing truly to gain except living in the fullness of ourselves, having tapped our generational wealth and having experienced the fullness of what it is to be generous in the gifting and the giving of who we are to the planet, so that everything and everybody benefits because we have lived. Because we loved, because we honored, because we respected, we reverenced, we really worshiped in this life. And that understanding that real worship is how we live. It's not what you do on a particular day of the week. It's how you are oriented in your being and how you choose to be. But when your body temple is under assault, from the decaying and decomposition of the carcasses of dead animals, when your cells are heavy laden with the preservatives and the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the 100 and some chemicals that are in the cigarettes and the residues from the alcoholic beverages and the tobacco products and all of this other stuff, then there is no way for you to truly be in the fullness of who you are or to do what it is you're gifted to do in being who you are. Because the intention is to have us in a place where we miss the integrity of ourselves. Because there's nothing that we can gain in this life that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. And coming to a point and place where we desecrate and defile our body temples, which is where our spirits are housed and where we truly live and where we truly worship and where we truly exemplify our reverence and our respect for the gift of life and how we harmonize and commune with the spirit of that which we refer to as God, which is the intelligence of existence itself, where we are not in integrity with that, then there's no real success that we could possibly have here. For all of the striving and the acquiring and the acquisitioning and all of the things that you are applying yourself to, not to do that which is yours to do by virtue of the purposes of existence, puts you in a position where when it comes time to leave, you may have died. As opposed to having graduated the class of Earth residency, having fully matriculated in the University of Cosmic Wisdom upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship traveling in the realm of eternity already. We are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is no point of existence that we can devote all of our time, our energy, our reverence, and our worship to that does not constitute idolatry, because we are here to be in reverence and worship and attunement to the wholeness of existence itself. This now moment in which we're living is so potent, so powerful, so auspicious, because those of us who care to rise in response to the edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for the resurrection of humanity and humankind to serve the purposes of existence, we have everything that we need in order to do that. And there is nothing that man has created, nothing that the governments and the statutes and the games of agreement that men have put in on their books that absolves us of our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be in attunement and harmonizing and aligning ourselves with the order of existence, the laws of existence, and that which allows us to be qualified for continuance in existence itself. There are no systems of government, religious, or educational institutions that are authorized by the laws of existence or the will of existence to really authorize us to be the perpetuators of death as a livelihood. And think that leaving through the doors of death is the same as having lived upon the path of light, wisdom, and truth that qualifies you as a conscious immortal and allows you to emerge from this earth as an embryonic god and goddess on the path of evolutionary, soulful transqualitation into greater and greater degrees of self-realization and self-actualization as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to really rejoice in the blessedness of our being, to understand the blessing that there is in being. And this is the gift that we all are sharing. And based upon your and our application to the laws that govern us, gives us the opportunity to experience greater and greater degrees of fullness in terms of the experience, the richness, and the wealth of the experiences that we are able to have here, the substance of which we take with us, not the things, but the growth, the lessons learned, the victories and triumphs of the spirit of us, the morals of us, the high ethic of us, that the virtues of character that we are learning by virtue of the experiences, the situations, and the circumstances that we are creating and allowing to facilitate our growth and unfoldment and maturation as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We take that with us when we go. But the things that we have had, the things that we have used, the things that we have acquired do not go with us. So to forfeit the virtues of character and the integrity of moral and high ethic that is consistent with who we are as the children of light and the children of truth and love and God and wisdom. You understand, we should not throw ourselves away to have things that we will not take with us when we leave, but to be about the true substantiation and the enhancement and the enrichment of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to have as a part of or the whole of our intention to be whole, to be in a consistent state of spiritual growth and unfoldment and refinement, and experiencing the beauty of mental acuity and thoughtfulness and mindfulness and creativity, or being the vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activity. Being wise enough to heed the call, to heed the wisdom, to heed the warning, and to realize that we are not here under our own auspices, and we have not been gifted to the earth so that we can be out of alignment with the cycle of life or the intelligence of existence, which is the intelligence of our own beings directly. As the rate at which the earth is rotating, is speeding up. We have the opportunity to really dwell in the reality of eternity and know that we are already immersed in it, that it is not something that is coming. It is the absolute reality of what is. And this is how we have leverage under a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death. That time, corporality, the temporalness and the temporariness of situations and circumstances are not the things that we should be focused on. But the growth and the exaltation of life is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to mature in the light of the truth of all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligent, to be supremely intelligent and to know that supremely intelligent ones do not kill themselves, do not undermine their children, do not work on behalf of corporate entities and corporate deities of death who think that their bottom line, their profit margins have to really be global in impact and effect in perpetuating that which has absolutely no nutritional value, no minerals, no substance that enhances the functioning of any body, and to have these things available and given to children. A people who undermine their children are people who are destined to be destroyed. Many people are under the orientation that life is a game. And that you can play the game and lose and come back and play it again and again and again and again. But I'm under the thought that all of existence exists by virtue of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that order is an inherent part of this absolute and supreme reality that we refer to as life, and life transcends what we know of it. And that there is order throughout all of existence itself. So if you have lived your 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years upon the planet without having a desire to be ordered in the harmony of the whole of your being and being in a place where you are creating wholeness with your thoughts and with your words and with your actions and with that which you're reaching for and that which you're ingesting, where you have no desire to be harmonized and to be whole within yourself, that you prefer to be disobedient and to disregard and disrespect and ignore the order of existence, then if you are able to get out of your body as a living being, then where will you go beyond the earth when everything else is in absolute order and you didn't care to be ordered? Where will you go? Where could you arrive when you were disconnected with the purpose of existence the entire time that you were on the planet? See, the distraction here is to have you in a place where you are more concerned about the statutes and games of agreement and things that men have created and things that men have said and all of the things and the scores and the competitiveness and the gladiator sports and all of the tricks of the system that is a death culture. You are so consumed with it and ignoring the responsibility to be able to speak to the issues of your continuance in existence upon the planet or beyond the planet. Or that your duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, is to lay a foundation for the continuation and the exaltation of your generational wealth through your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, and you are off on these games and these tangents, doing things that make absolutely no sense at all. And then you wait until you're near death to try to reach for life when you had 30, 40, 50, 60 years to be reaching for life. But exercise your right of entitlement under a system of legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise to be reaching for death while exalting Jesus and Allah and Jah and Yah and Yahweh. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that every atom and every cell of your being is permeated with every thought and every emotion and everything that you feel, and that your blood is that which will truly liberate you or condemn you. And I'm the one that is reminding you that this is your time to exert a full life's urge, to realize that whatever the situation and circumstance, whatever the diagnosis, you get intensely intentional about why you're living. Get intensely intentional about your caring to be the living testament and can give a living testimonial of the glory of the triumph of absolute love, absolute law, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, and to accept the degrees of clearing, cleansing, purification, and renewal that will allow you to be whole, that will allow you to be healed, to allow you to be able to facilitate the healing of other ones as a result of your acknowledging the order and the law that governs you and getting in harmony and attunement and alignment with it. You want to be vegetarian and vegan, but then you want to drink alcohol and get high and be high all the time. Or you want to deal with the medicinal marijuana and whatnot, as opposed to you healing yourself. You just want to manage your pain. They got y'all in a barrel full of nothing but foolishness. You are immersed in the reality of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats your heart and breathes you, but feel entitled to disregard it and disrespect it, to be disobedient unto the laws of existence. And then want to call these other ones who are lawless, you want to call them offensive and guilty. You want to blame them for the ones that get incarcerated and locked up and locked down and this and that, but everybody is held by absolute law. And what's showing up is by virtue of what you've been thinking, what you've been reaching for, what you've been asking for. And when your educational systems, your religious systems, your socialization and culture and whatnot have been giving you the right to feel entitled to be sinful and to be dying, then you've got to step off and step out and be completely committed to the laws of life itself, regardless of what anybody else is doing. Because when it comes time for you to leave, it's going to be completely on you as to how you lived. And you will not be able to blame Willie Lynch or the slave masters, Thomas Jefferson and all of them ones, and all these other ones, for what you would not do for yourself, on behalf of your lineages, and with your own. It is your time to raise completely up and to know that you are great. Already, you are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet in this now moment, or you would not be in this now moment. But it takes a decision and a consistent effort to exalt life and to live lovingly, harmoniously, honorably, integrously, obediently, reverently, and respectfully with the laws that govern you, in order to truly triumph. But the victory and the triumph is already won by life itself, and the intelligence of existence itself. And all we really need to do is to harmonize with it. In order to do that, you have to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you walk as a resurrected people. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal laws, the eternal order, and the absolute and eternal God, you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night One on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.